Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
So our gospel for today is from Luke 14, 1 through 6. And as I was reading through this passage in a copy of the Word on Fire Gospels, I saw at the bottom of the page there was a reflection for the next portion of this gospel. So for Luke 14, 11 through 14, and it was titled, Stop Playing the Game. So I decided to take a look at it because I was intrigued by the title. And Bishop Barron provides this reflection on that next gospel passage, talking about whoever exalts himself will be humbled and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And he goes on to give this little example. He says, Jesus puts his finger on the most desperate scenario for an egotist. He tells them a parable about a man trying as hard as he can to be noticed, but he gets noticed for all the wrong reasons. His egotistic games backfire dreadfully as everyone sees him reduced to embarrassment. So what's the solution? Stop playing the game. Take the lowest place on purpose. Opt out. And then he goes on to reflect on the rest of the gospel passage. And this little section that I just read for you really struck me when talking about not today's gospel, but the gospel it was reflecting on and just like applying it to life in general. Stop playing the game. And I thought this was really interesting because I think throughout our lives, we are faced with numerous scenarios of opportunities where we maybe feel we need to prove our worth, whether it's competing for a spot on a sports team or proving our work through academics or proving our worth through our own work. Whatever it is, we're often faced with these different opportunities where we have this choice to say, I'm either just going to do well, use my gifts, and hope that it does something to glorify the one who gave them to me, or I'm going to do this in a somewhat obnoxious manner in hopes that I'll get noticed and praised for what it is that I'm doing. And I think Bishop Barron words it really well when he says, what's the solution? Stop playing the game. Because I think thinking at these different scenarios, and I've definitely experienced my fair share of these in all of these different areas that I mentioned, is that it does become quite a game. Not only seemingly a game externally, but it's mostly a game internally. It's a mind game of, well, if I do this, then this will happen, and maybe this will happen, and then maybe this will happen. And it gets exhausting, especially when we decide to pull other people into that game, and maybe we're comparing ourselves to them and saying, well, I'm better than them in these ways, so this would make more sense. And this is a hard thing, I think, to get out of, because it becomes a spiraling thing where we're holding on to what we think is maybe this false confidence in our own gifts and talents. And really it's holding on to our ego saying like, yeah, I actually am good at this, this, and this, and I just need to prove it because other people need to see it and they need to see me and praise me, whatever, rather than saying, yeah, I recognize that I'm good at these things and I'm going to use them as I've been asked to. And then we'll just go from there. But that's really hard. That's really hard to take that latter approach, especially when there are maybe things on the line that we really desire of like, I really want this and I feel like I have to prove myself to get it. And then what does Bishop Barron say? What does Jesus ultimately say? Stop playing the game. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So what about you? Is there a situation in your life that has occurred recently or is maybe happening now that you're like, you've just felt the need to prove yourself and give into that ego and say, nah, I'm really good. Like, I need to prove this. Or maybe not. Lucky you. But then to take this approach, and this is a good reminder, and I love how Bishop Barron is so blunt with this too, and he says, stop playing the game. And so maybe may this be an invitation for us today too, that whether it's this game of trying to exalt ourselves when we should be humbled, or maybe it's another game that we're playing with some sort of vice in our lives, let this be an invitation to us to stop playing that game, to ask for the grace to be able to let go of it, to stop playing, and ultimately run to the one who can give us the grace to be more virtuous and help us let go of that vice that we're hanging on to. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gifts and the talents that you have given us. We thank you for the desires that you have placed on our hearts. And we thank you for the love that you show to us each and every day. Lord, help that love be enough for us. Help us to seek that love and that affirmation and that praise only from you. And help us to give it back to you. Help us to let go of whatever it is that we're holding on to that is keeping us in the game. We can't do it without you, Jesus. We love you. Help us to love you more. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username Kofome. That's Kofome. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.